Doctors say the man severely burned in the news helicopter crash in Seattle 2 weeks ago is now in serious but stable condition, and they say he is improving. 38-year-old Richard Newman suffered burns over about 20% of his body, as well as broken bones. The Como TV news helicopter crashed on liftoff. It came down on Broad Street and smashed into Newman's car. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has this update.
At a news conference at Harborview Medical Center, Newman's husband, Daniel Jung, said Newman is in good spirits and feeling better every day after two burn graft surgeries. Jung said his husband is looking forward to getting back on his feet.
Yeah, he loves to garden. And he loves to play softball. He does a lot of outdoor activities. To have this type of injury and to not be able to do those things for a while is incredibly frustrating for him.
Newman is also eager to return to work at the Public Health Seattle King County STD Clinic. Jung said the accident has changed how his family thinks about giving back to society. They already donated time and money to charities, and yet...
Just by seeing the outpouring of support that we received, I think helped us realize that we need to do more to help others. That's a big thing that we're going to work on.
Newman's doctor said he may need a third surgery next week if the burn on his head doesn't heal on its own. That means it's hard to know how long it will be before he's back digging in the dirt. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.